Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Little bit of music to start off this afternoon. 67 years ago, in 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets rock
one,
around
two,
the clock,
three
baby.
O'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
It was a little loud to begin with. Sorry about that.
It's all right. It went to number one, and it stayed there for 7 weeks. I think I became aware of this song. Did it have, was Happy Days?
It was Happy Days. Yeah,
I think that's how I became aware of this song. But 7 weeks at number one. Now, here's something I did not know. 59 years ago today, that would be in 1963, the first song written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney made it to the Hot 100. It was From Me to You, but it was performed by Del Shannon.
Wait, so how did that work?
Right? I guess they, you know, Del Shannon wanted it, and they went ahead and recorded
it. What year was that?
1963.
Okay, so that was
before
early.
Before the invasion. Isn't that kind of interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah. I prefer the Beatles version.
Right, I do too. But yeah. This isn't terrible
for
1963. By the way, I just have to think of the younger members of our panel here this afternoon. When we say Happy Days, do you even
know
have
what
a
that
clue
is?
What we're talking about?
Is that Happy Days? Well, no, I'm thinking the Wonder Years. I used to get that I looked like...
with the Fonz.
Yeah, no, the Fonz. Yeah. I know the Fonz. I know
well,
the
that's,
Fonz.
That's Happy Days.
Okay.
Richie.
I used to get from the Wonder Years that I looked like the kid all the time.
Oh,
Fred
you
Savage.
Do kind of look like Fred Savage on that show.
When I was younger, the
yes.
hair was curlier. Yeah. Yeah, I used to get that all the time.
Oh, he was
but
cute.
Not Happy Days.
Abby, have you ever seen Happy Days?
I don't think so, no.
Laverne and Shirley?
Anyone? No. Anyone?
I liked Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, I watched
Shirley
all of those.
I was more of an Andy Griffith guy.
That's fair.
You know what I find curious? Happy Days came out, I think, in the 70s.
Yeah.
That seems too soon from the 50s to do a show nostalgic
right.
of the 50s in the 70s.
It worked for me as
yeah,
a 12-year-old kid, though.
Yeah.
I remember somebody gave my brother a shirt that said, hey, you know, with the Fonz.
Hey.
And the kid was only, you know, 7 or whatever at the time. A Japanese company, Mark and I heard this story yesterday and thought, what? A Japanese company conducted an experiment last week and successfully sent a hamster into the stratosphere in a flying balloon. Now, this hamster was in an airtight container in the same atmospheric pressure and temperature as the ground, and it had a little bit of hay in a window, and they had a video camera so you could watch him go up, and he kind of looked out the window every now and then. They sent him 14 miles into the sky, and it was kind of just to make people feel better about space travel. If the hamster's okay, Fred, you'll be fine.
Okay, good.
And you could see him.
You just got compared to a hamster.
Well, I'm just saying.
Worse. Didn't
could
seem
worse.
To satisfy Fred, though.
It was supposed to make you feel better about space. Go figure. Airbnb, by the way, has officially permanently banned parties worldwide. I'm not sure why they didn't do this earlier.
That's my question. I heard that this morning. I'm like, why in the world would you think? Because if you have the property, unless you specifically say, okay, you can have a bunch of people over and party, why would you do that? That makes no sense whatsoever.
You know, the only reason they put it that temporary party ban was because of the pandemic, and they didn't want people all partying together in a group on an Airbnb.
Sure.
So they said, no, you can't do it. But guess what? Oh, shocker. The hosts really like the policy. Well,
yeah.
Of course.
Here's something else that's a shocker. The guests will not totally abide by this policy,
right? No. Reports of unapproved parties have dropped 44% year over year since then, and they've had fewer noise complaints from people that live nearby. I mean, the whole thing, it's just
a lot of the times when you rent out an Airbnb, like for a bachelor party, bachelorette party, right? Like it's for a party.
Yeah.
Like, isn't
that
considered the party?
That's actually a good point, because people will even for weddings. You know that because you're all around.
Sure.
They'll do rentals instead of a hotel in an Airbnb.
No doubt.
Know. That's a good question, Alex. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I guess if you don't say, you can try it. If you keep the noise down, you know, I don't know.
The party police.
A new survey has asked people what streaming service they would keep if they could only keep one. Fred, do you stream?
Haven't we done this?
Well, this topic comes up like every four months. The updated for this year.
Okay,
so would like Netflix be the answer?
Well, Netflix is number one at 31%, but that is down from 41% last year. But it's still enough to beat out HBO Max, which is still behind at 19%. And then Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon, Paramount, Apple TV Plus, only 2%.
So my gut wants to say HBO Max, just because I find maybe better quality on HBO Max. Uh-huh. But if you're just thinking of one service and you can't have any other, Netflix probably really is the answer.
I would agree. Although I really like Hulu lately. I don't know. My answers vary throughout the year. But yep, Netflix down 10%, but still the winner. Now, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, the average 4th of July cookout will now cost under $70 this year. This is a full $10 more than it cost in 2021. The average is up from $59.50 last year. They base this on 12 different things that you might serve. The biggest jump in price was ground beef. Have you bought any ground beef lately? Anybody?
It's really expensive, and I bought it to like put in spaghetti sauce, and now I'm buying like the 73%
yes!
lean and just sucking out the fat because it's like $8 for a pound of ground beef.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just bought the 85% lean.
Oh, well, that's not enough juice. I like 80.
You have been looking more lean lately.
Oh, have I? Yep. 85%.
What do you put that in, Fred, or just for a burger? You really ought to try 80.
Hey, you know what Sue just reminded me of?
Mm-hmm.
Fred,
we
got to get George on about the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, okay, yeah,
because
you're right.
We're not here on the 4th. We should see if we can get him on Friday.
Okay.
Does he eat the dogs?
Who,
or what?
Who? George?
George Gray?
No, George
Gray
is going to be here tomorrow. What the hell? Now I'm forgetting his name.
Who's George, Fred?
He's the guy, the MC from the hot dog.
Oh, that's cool.
Eating contest. I can't think of his last name.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm going to look it up.
If you want to.
Not George Bailey.
No.
George Shea. Yeah.
And he's done them all. He's the guy on all of them.
Is he related to George Gray?
No, he is not related to George Gray.
Can we do two guests with rhyming names? George Shea and George Gray.
But, you know, George's background is fascinating. And the whole story about the hot dog eating contest really is fascinating. And then we've done a couple of things. We've had Joey Chestnut in the studio before. We've done a couple other things. The one, and I've said this to George, and I'm being serious, that I can no longer eat any other hot dogs outside of Nathan's.
Because they're the best.
The quality is just so
Nathan's are
so
good,
much
but
better.
I do like a Hebrew National every once in a while.
Not sure I've had that.
Oh, they're good. I'll eat them at the ballpark. Right.
They're good.
But Nathan's is the best.
I got 3% Ashkenazi. I should try
that
out.
I tell you
right?
what, man.
I've got no problem
with
either.
We'll do a little hot dog taste test.
Yeah.
See if you can tell the difference.
Well, my wife, here's the deal. My wife bought some Oscar Mayer. For for a cookout there, I said, "What are you doing?" And she's the one that even declared, "We're never going back." She loves Nathan's, and I said, "Well," she goes, "the Nathan's were cheap." I'm like, "I don't care, I don't care."
Yeah, that $1.50 is worth it in a hot dog. And finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact: only 12 people have ever walked on the moon. 4 are still alive, and the youngest is now 86. Buzz Aldrin is 92. Dave Scott is 90, and Charles Duke and Harrison Schmitt are both 86. So spaceflight has actually, is it a factor that they've lived this long? I mean, 92, not too bad.
You almost wonder in that particular situation. I interviewed Buzz Aldrin one time.
Was he nice?
25 years ago. He was weird as can be.
Darn it.
So weird.
Do we think he walked on the moon?
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what happens if you walk on the moon.
Right? I mean,
that was a Hollywood production. Okay. That whole moon landing thing, they just did that in the studio, right?
I can't. I just can't.
Good for Buzz at 92, though. That is awesome.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place.
exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.